Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 44. Currently, it is 21 with fair skies in Wyandotte.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on the second day of Black History Month?
Ooh, feeling positive. I'm feeling like we're going to have a great mindset going into another week full of blessings. We got Mayor Lucas coming on the show this morning. Conversation starts at 7:38. We talking all things KC.
Oh, yeah, we need that. Can't forget the fact that the Soul Food Tour is actually kicking off today. I know you'll be at the spot, too, right?
We're going to be at Wings Cafe on Broadway.
Yes, sir. And then, of course, the morning gossip goes down to 23s. We got to recap the 2026 Grammys. Kehlani walked away with a Grammy. Leon Thomas did as well. Some other of your favorite artists walked away with Grammys.
Oh, man, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Black History Month, day two.
Black,
come on.
And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, and I'm black,
come on.
And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black,
and
y'all.
I'm proud.
I'm blicky black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo. Because I'm black and I'm back. Yo, I'm black and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black and I'm black, y'all.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
No matter how good an idea may be, it won't magically morph into reality. That's your job. Wouldn't it be great if this happened or that happened? Yes, perhaps it would be great, but it's not going to happen on its own. A good idea is a good start, but it's only a start. As compelling as it may be, it will require a lot of help to become real. Fortunately, because it's such a good idea, good people will likely be eager to assist in bringing it into life. So flesh out the idea with ample details, work on it yourself, and find others willing to join in the effort. A good idea can generate plenty of excitement. Make sure that excitement has all kinds of specific ways to be channeled into productive activity. It's great to have a good idea, and what's even better is going through the discipline process and actually making it happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 44. Currently, it is 21 with fair skies at Swope Health. Did you watch the fight over the weekend, B? It was a couple of different fights.
Nah, I just saw a couple of clips on Twitter.
Well, that's all you really needed to know. There was a guy, boxer Jarrell Miller. He actually talks about getting his toupee punched off.
I lost my hair like 2 days ago. So I called my man, so he's doing the man. What's up?
If you caught the early part, he said he lost his hair 2 days ago. I don't know how truthful that is.
Yeah, sure. look, man, fellas, if you tapping in, sometimes you get to that point, dog, where you just gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Look, Father Time is undefeated.
I noticed that a lot with men.
It's a hard thing, bro. You guys lose your hair
really quickly compared to women. I mean, I just noticed that. It's a lot. I mean, I know it's genes and it's a bunch of reasons.
We're men. That's how we built.
Well, you know, 30.
Yeah.
Bald.
My daddy started losing his when he was like 19.
Hey.
I remember.
Damn.
Damn.
It's
he grew
people
up
worse
real
than
fast.
That. It's people that start losing at 15, 16, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
nah.
when
put
it
the
first...
Vapes. Put the vapes down.
Lord have mercy.
But I remember my first time seeing my joint. I was like, it was 2011.
Well, how old were you?
I was 26.
Okay.
2011. I was just looking in the mirror casually. Mm-hmm. And I put a mirror up to the crown of my head. And I said,
it was like a little, it was thinning or something?
Yeah. You could see the thin. And I,
Lord, I
was mortified, man. I really was. But then, I'm glad I saw
I
early.
I beg your pardon.
I'm glad I saw early because mentally. I prepared myself mentally.
Yep.
I did to start singing this song all the time.
Why you got a hat on? Cause your ball head.
Huh? Come on.
Why you got a hat? Cause that's a ball head.
I didn't expect this.
Baldy.
And it's cold.
Never heard this a day in my life.
Ball head.
I hope y'all see him on this Facebook stream. We're on the Hot 103 Jams page, by the way.
Boy, you looking like a bowling ball. Boy, you looking like a basketball. Boy, you looking like a soccer ball.
Shout out to all the ball heads. We love y'all.
You got to accept what God gave you, dog. It's a blessing to get older.
Yeah.
Period.
Something that I got to ask. Is it too far to defile someone's property? Tiffany Haddish actually shared some shocking revenge that she did on an ex.
Basically, I felt like he did not literally.
Right.
But yes. Spiritually.
Yeah.
Spiritually, he pooped on my soul. And I wanted him to experience that in reality.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So,
So did you squat or did you bring it to you?
I brought the shoe. Let me tell you. I brought the shoe.
Oh,
right
my God.
Up to my
yeah, because you got it.
And
oh my
then
gosh.
I kind of sat on top of the toilet.
So, are you serious?
Yeah. She described how she defiled her cheating ex's shoe after he betrayed her on her birthday.
You're a monster.
Now, while that is very crazy, what she did in response is lunatic behavior.
That's trifling.
Very trifling. Because how do you even do that? Like, how do you feel okay to be like, my body wouldn't allow me to do something like that?
So, I just want to say, like, for people who's agreeing with this behavior,
nuts.
How do you look at yourself the next day?
I'm in a bind, Nate.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror and be like,
I did the right thing?
Yeah. Or everything's fine. I'm a normal human being. How is that possible, fam?
You know, I think it's just a mental thing. People that think stuff like that is okay are not well. Because they'll be like, I got God on my side. Or they'll be like, well, you did this to me, I should do this to you.
Girl, what's going on?
Where is the line with some people? Because there are some things that are just so trifling that it shouldn't even cross your mind. You should be like, if it does, you'd be like, hell no.
Yeah, like, why would I do that?
But somebody was like, uh-huh, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Like, what?
Exactly. That's very unfortunate and very disgusting.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
This weekend, I didn't do nothing.
You chill.
I sat my tail down. I was finna cuss, but I was like, let me tone it down, man.
Might as well. It's Black History Month, man.
Nah, I'm chilling. I sat down. And, you know, got some house things done. Mm-hmm. I really chilled. I went to sleep on an average of at 12:45 this weekend. That is very early for me. On the weekends, I'm usually up 3-4.
I get that though. Like, yeah. I understand where you come
from.
I'm like 12:45 is if you ain't doing nothing, you might as well go to sleep early.
I mean, yeah, I was
but you could be on that game for hours and hours. You look up and
I can't do that no more.
What you mean?
That's something I can't do.
You get tired?
I can't be on the game for more than an hour and a half,
really?
2 hours now. Yeah,
really?
I can't do it no more. When I was younger in my 20s, I could stay on the game for four, 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Now I can't do it more than an hour and a half.
I understand that. Yeah.
I do like a little 3-game series and I'm good.
Yeah, I get that because you're playing games too. So, I mean, them games can last for forever. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Play a couple games and I'm off the court or off the field in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might have been chilling. I chilled for a majority of the weekend, but I was over at Patio. Shout out to Patio. Shout out to Els.
One year anniversary, yes. Officially today.
Yes, so yes, congratulations on them for making a year. If you know, when it comes to restaurants and businesses, period, it's tough out here.
Oh, yeah.
People can't even make it 3 months, let alone make it through the whole process and then make it to a year. So
facts.
Big congratulations to them. I had a chance to DJ. And we did like a Destiny's Child tribute. Beyonce, Kelly, LaToya, Luggy, Michelle, everybody on Saturday. So it was good vibes and good energy. So major shout out to Patio.
Also saw that Auntie Era, you know, she was out with Jesse Pringle. You know, they was getting their little two-step on.
Yeah.
And then
shout out to the old heads. We love y'all.
And then she was out the next night on Saturday night at Blue Jeans and Blazers. I saw y'all.
You putting all her business on Facebook.
Man, she put it on Facebook. She all right.
Okay.
Everybody, look, when y'all see Era out, y'all already know the superstar is here. She probably got the glasses.
For sure.
You know, the makeup is
might've
on point.
Might have walked in with a fur coat.
I might.
You're feeling like
knows?
It.
Right, watch out for Peter. But.
Yeah. Watch your back.
But yeah, Blue Jeans and Blazers. Shout out to my dog, OG Sean. And I know DJ Fresh is always a part of that, mm-hmm. too. So, good news, man. Good news. Feeling good for the new week. However, Wyandotte High School, before we dip out, D, if you're going to Wyandotte this morning, school is canceled for you. After a small fire was reported in the stairwell, the closure applies only to Wyandotte High School students and no other schools are affected. There's no immediate word of how much damage was done to the school. So, Wyandotte, you got the day off.
I'm guessing there's no reports that anybody was hurt.
I don't think anybody was hurt.
Okay,
no,
that's good.
No, so that was that's from Myron. You know, he's our beat reporter for KCK, the official Hustle and Shine KCK beat reporter.
Appreciate you, boss man.
Yeah, we love and appreciate you, dog.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 G.
The Soul Food Tour is back, baby.
Really good.
It is back and it's on and popping today. 33rd annual Soul Food Tour, by the way. Shout out to Brown and Crouppen for sponsoring this joint. I'm kicking things off at Wings Cafe, 3927 Broadway. Join us 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for that Soul Food Tour. I'll let you know what the specials is a little later on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I might have to slide through there.
Come on through, man. 11 a.m.
Firecracker wings. Woo! Remind me of my hometown.
Yes, those are delicious. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see y'all at the Soul Food Tour today. So, D, I know a lot of times when you're going to renew your tags, and part of the process of getting rid of the temp tags that a lot of people have is going and trying to get your car inspected.
Yeah.
Which can be...
That could be a hassle.
You know, well, okay. So, you know, earlier I said I wasn't going to cuss. I'll let a little one out now. Earmuffs for all the babies that's listening in the car. Parents, y'all feel me on this one. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, Missouri lawmakers are hearing us. They're reviewing a significant change to the state's vehicle inspection program that could relax current requirements. Now, a proposed bill would only require inspections for vehicles made before 2013 or those with more than 150,000 miles on it. That is fair. That is completely fair, both of those stipulations right there. Now, currently, D, Missouri mandates that vehicles older than 10 years or with more than 150,000 miles undergo a safety inspection every 2 damn years, which costs $12. But sometimes, like...
It's a hassle.
Because if your horn don't work right, they could fail you.
Yeah.
If your left blinker don't work right, they could fail you. If your windshield
you
wipers don't
work right.
But you
shouldn't probably be on the road. I mean, in a perfect world. Hey, okay. Let's be honest.
Let's keep it real.
Because just imagine somebody cut you off and you like, why you ain't put your blinker on? Because their blinker doesn't work, B.
I'm going to tell you something. Do you want me to pay this gas bill? Do I have to pay this gas bill? Do I need to go get another one? These are the things that people got to go through. These are decisions that people, you know, making every day.
You're right.
Do I go get these extra chicken nuggets because I got these kids and they cousins coming over this weekend? Uh-huh. Or do I go get my left blinker
fixed? Tell them cousins to stay where they at.
I'm just saying, dog.
I mean, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. We know I've been there. I get it.
Yeah,
so, and I'll mention this too, B. There's a new bill being introduced in the Kansas House this week that would possibly eliminate the requirements for residents to renew their car registration every year. So it's a lot of little changes that are happening around vehicle, you know, so it might be a good time to be moving over to Kansas.
They're trying to do something about them temp tags. That's what they're trying to do.
Leave them temp tags alone. Well, let's send some love.
President of Temp Tag Nation.
Yeah, for a little, for 30 extra days.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Man, we want to shout out all the cousins that's tapping in to hustle and shine in the morning. We love and appreciate you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, man. We thank you and we love you because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the family that is on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. We live right now in studio. You can check it out and see us. So feel free to go to that too. Shout out to Marcus Hearn that's in the comments on that. Kiara Jenkins, Stacey McWilliams, we appreciate y'all. Then the text line is still thumping. Y'all got to be patient with me. We got a lot of shout-outs. Shout-out to Rich Harris and his KC Rattlers. They are now 4-0. Shout-out to y'all for getting it done. Sound like the Dream Team over there. Y'all starting strong. Big love to the Jones sisters and Tylan. One of our cousins said they want to shout-out themselves but didn't tell me a name. They just said me. So,
shout their number out.
Shout-out to the 816. We appreciate you. Anastasia Jackson said, happy Black History Month.
Yeah.
Learn something new about our history each and every day of the year. Teach our kids what they don't learn in school. I'm with you when you're right.
Amen, amen.
Shout out to the Redmond Kids, Oak Grove School District. Shout out to, somebody said, shout out to my mom and dad just because. Kim Austin, Derwin Cage, Monica Rainey, feel better. Have an amazing day. KCO School Drill Team, Grand Rising Ladies. Shout out to y'all. I love when people say Grand Rising. I just love it. It just tickles me so much. And also, shout out to the staff of the Citizens of the World. Thanks for looking out. And last but not least, Carmen Nard. We appreciate you so much. She's sending us some love. Just saying, shout out to Hustle and Shine. Y'all make my morning every single morning. Carmen, we appreciate you. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
726. 7:26 on your time. It's a high of 44. Currently, it is 21 clear skies in the River Market. The 2026 Grammys went down the other night. Lauryn Hill leads a D'Angelo Roberta Flack tribute. Kehlani speaks on Ice. And Cher gives the award to Luther Vandross.
Nothing even matters at all. Your love make me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal.
Hope everybody is inspired to join together as a community of artists and speak out against what's going on. And I'm going to leave this and say, f*** Ice.
And the Grammy goes to... Oh, they told me it was going to be on the prompter. Oh, the Grammy goes to Luther Vandross.
Wow. Baby, Luther is no longer with us.
Well, Cher's what, 80-something years old?
So she's 79. She's 79.
Okay, yeah. Well, big night for K-Dot. My dog, king of hip-hop, took it all.
Yeah, that's your words, not mine. But congratulations to him for sure. He's been putting in work for a very, very long time.
Put his crown on.
He actually has now tied, well, earlier I heard that he tied with Jay-Z for most Grammy wins by a rapper in history. But then after that, I saw reports that people were saying that he surpassed. So I'm not 100% sure, but either way, he's tied or surpassed. Either way, that's a dub. And a big love to, on the R&B side, Kehlani, of course, walked away with a Grammy. And also... Duran Bernard, if you are a fan of his, you know his music, his caliber of music, and his just how he is and his personality. He puts his personality in his music, so definitely well-deserved on his part. And shout-out to Sinners. They won the Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. So I still need to check out Sinners. I still haven't watched it.
Shout-out to Dom, producer for Kansas City, man. He's 8 times nominated. He didn't win last night. We're going to get him a dub, though, one day. Shout out to Dom. Love you, dog. Yeah. And Conductor Williams. He did win a Grammy last night.
Nice. Yeah.
Lots of talent
in the town. And then, of course, there were a lot of nominees that were from Kansas City as well. So shout out to all the wins that happened the other night.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
Blessed to have him on another Monday talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Tyree Bell lost nearly 3 weeks of his life sitting in jail without ever being charged, Mayor Lucas, and only got out because a detective finally watched body cam footage and realized they had the wrong person. The city is now paying $900,000 for a mistake that never should have happened. Black families in Kansas City see this and think, this could have been my son. We know your hands are tied when it comes to direct control over KCPD, but as a black father yourself, Mayor Lucas, how do you honestly tell black parents in KC to prepare their kids for police interactions when compliance still doesn't guarantee safety?
I agree with you 100%. I'm not going to lie. I was outraged by this situation. I think that anybody who looked at the facts should be outraged by this situation. And frankly, we should make more noise about it. You know, I think that one area where we get to have some impact is that the governor appoints our police commissioners. Currently, there is not a police commissioner who currently lives on the east side of Kansas City. I moved to the near the west side of Kansas City. And so therefore, when we talk about black parents and black families, you got two black commissioners. Maybe we're both from the east side originally, but at least the folks who are in the trenches every single day, right, who are understanding what's going on, we need more voices. We need a new voice heard. There may end up being a new position on the Board of Police Commissioners. We have to implore that you have this cultural competency in leadership. Because, Brian, I'm not even going to lie to you today. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to come up with flowery language. That was an injustice. I remember when I heard about that the first time, I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was the sort of thing that typically heads would roll for. Maybe that happened. Maybe that didn't. I won't confirm that. But what I will say is we need to keep pushing to make sure that change happens. Because a time and time again, you know, we have all this flowery language. We talk about opportunity, but black folks are still treated worse in this city and in this country. So I think that that is something that is both a shame. I think the settlement is entirely appropriate. And I think that what we need to do is make sure something like that never happens again and people are punished if it does.
Well, quickly, like Kansas City, we keep paying out millions to civil rights cases tied to policing errors. And I wish that Chief Stacey Graves was here answering this, but like, what concrete changes can she make with KCPD so we're not writing another check and having the same conversation 5 years from now?
A few different things that you can do. You got to fire people. You got to punish people who make real mistakes like this. Let me go back to you got to fire people. So if you got folks that are committing either repeated offenses or egregious offenses, and I think we've had examples of that in the news over the years and maybe even over the weeks, then yes, that's what you need to do. What you can't just do is make it seem like somebody over there is going to pay for it. The problem in Kansas City right now is that the police department itself doesn't even pay the money for the damages. City council basically does at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So in essence, you got this board that says, oh yeah, that was bad. We're going to kick this money payment to somebody else. There is never that level of accountability. I'm answering the questions now, right? But nobody else at the department will ever, it seems, answer that question. That's where the problem is. You need accountability. We do not have it. And I think if I was talking to the chief right now or anyone, you need to ask her if a camera's in her face or a microphone. So but who got punished? Not how much was paid. She ain't paying that. Who got punished? What happened to him afterwards? What rules changed to make sure it never happened again? That's what I want to see.
We need a conversation. Mayor Lucas, congratulations on being appointed president of the Democratic Mayors Association. When you step into a national leadership role like that, what responsibility do you feel to represent Kansas City? And what do you want people nationwide to understand about our city that they might get wrong?
You know, I want them to understand all the stuff that's going on in Kansas City, that we're a major city. We have very real issues, but wonderful talents, opportunities, performers, and more. So part of what I think every national engagement I get to do is to platform Kansas City. We're platforming Kansas City beyond just the Chiefs, platforming them beyond, you know, music stars that may be dating a Chief, right? We have a lot of interesting stuff, culture, history, Carter Broadcast Group being one of them. And so I think that what I want to do is share the centrality of it. I also want to remind you, I guess you don't know it. I want to let you know, I was at a dinner at a school. I went to law school, Cornell University in New York State. And the university president, which was goofy, she said, I didn't know Kansas City had black people, older white lady. So I guess we got to teach them about all that, too. But I look forward to sharing a whole lot about Kansas City and this role over the years ahead and on how we stand up for justice.
Ignorance is bliss.
She learned something new.
Yeah.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, the 18th and Vine Streetcar Feasibility Study Project Team is meeting with KCATA in the city of Kansas City about a possible east-west transit with the streetcar. Mayor Lucas, what is your vision for 18th and Vine and the streetcar possibly being connected going east-west?
You know, in terms of east-west connection, I think it's going to be vital to make sure this streetcar line, which is growing, and we've appreciated the north-south engagement, but includes more communities, more cultures, and more of us. And so I think that, you know, what we need to do is, first of all, show the support for it. The next important step is going to be finding the money during the Trump administration. And so, you know, I'm not going to pretend and say it's all a done deal tomorrow, but I think this is where we get the work started so that in the years ahead, we're able to build that out.
I'm gonna put my optimistic hat on, and let's just say that all things go according to plan and mm-hmm. we get yeses with this thing. What's a possible opening date that we could see construction starting with this thing?
People keep talking about a new baseball stadium wherever it would be, and I'm not going to speak to that, but it wouldn't be that far from 18th and Vine, okay. No matter the sites that are rumored. I expect, let's say I would think you'd have that streetcar groundbreaking by about 2028. Mm. Probably try to have that line open by 2031 or 32.
Oh, that's possibly, that's the same year as the Royals would move out of Kauffman and into a possible new stadium downtown or something. I don't know. I'm just speaking like what my vision is and what I see. Uh-huh. Yes, that's all I'm saying. Mayor Lucas, we ain't going to get you in no trouble. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for always hustling and shining on a Monday. Yes. We'll holler at you next week.
I'll see y'all. Take care of everybody.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
827, high of 44. Currently, it is 21, sunny skies at Swope Park. Lizzo says people are getting distracted by celebrities being named in the Epstein files, and this comes after Pusha T and Jay-Z were allegedly mentioned in the files.
The same thing with the Diddy stuff. That was so, I told y'all, the media is so smart. They're going to make you so distracted with celebrity names that you're not going to focus on the problem. You think every party that Diddy ever threw was a freak off?
She went on to also talk about the files and the Epstein and just certain people's name being mentioned. Now, we'll say, according to Variety magazine, the Department of Justice released 3 million more documents from the Epstein files, along with 2,000 videos and roughly 180,000 images. The latest batch included mentions of celebrity Jay-Z and Pusha T and Harvey Weinstein. Now, it also was stated by the DOJ, because of the sweeping nature of the Epstein File Transparency Act, everything sent to the FBI by the public in relation to the case was slated for release, meaning some of the accusation posed could be fake or falsely submitted. And to Lizzo's point, just because people's names are mentioned does not mean it was to the capacity where we might assume. So
the world is ran by evil, disgusting people, period.
Speaking about the world, if you were tired of winter, well, you might as well bundle up. If you believe in the superstitions of the Groundhog Day, well, Groundhog Phil, he sees his shadow, which means he's predicted 6 more weeks of winter. So
Groundhog
bundle
Phil.
Up. I don't know how you say that first name.
Punxsutawney.
Yeah, I wasn't finna put myself through a blender like that. I saw punks. That's all I could get through.
Yeah, I've never believed in none of that. I always believe God got the last say in all of that.
So. Oh, look at you.
That's it. Yeah.
Isn't that a political correct answer?
No, it's the right answer. Ain't no political about
but
that.
What God, well, what God telling you? What is God telling you? What we gonna expect for the rest of the winter then?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Winter for 3 more weeks. How about that?
I hope it's less. I'm cool with that either way. I hope it's less. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We got some tickets for you. New edition. They'll be here this week. Tony Braxton, Boyz II Men. You want that? Up next, we got that for you. You got to sing your heart out, though. Uh-oh. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Top 103 Jams.
Well, that's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those forward-thinking, unconventional, and a little detached Aquarius.
Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to record producer and songwriter Southside. Happy birthday to rapper OMB Peasy. Send it over a birthday shout-out to entrepreneur and comedian. Happy birthday to Super Sin. sending over a happy heavenly birthday to actor, tap dancer, and comedian. You remember him from his roles on Soul Food, Big Mama's House, and Barbershop. Happy heavenly birthday to Carl Wright. And last but not least, a happy birthday to pop singer who gave us a hit song with her and Beyonce. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Shakira. Shakira, Shakira.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Layla Malone, Katie Melicon, and Jennifer Mosqueda. Happy birthday, Brandon Scott Hoffman, Karina Ramirez, and Talisha Abbott. Sending birthday love to Kiana Pointer, Ra Estes, and Dion King. Happy birthday, Dust T. Clemson and LB Mike. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, my core DJ brother, KCK's finest DJ Street King, and everybody else born on February 2nd. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Delisa.
Oh, boy.
It's Delisa.
Hey, cousin, you excited?
I'm super excited.
What you doing this morning?
Look, I just drove up to the job and I had to pull over because I needed to be up in this contest.
Okay. What that check engine light looking like?
It's blinking, y'all. It's blinking.
Oh, no, blinking. And you turned your car off on the middle of the road? Oh, let's hurry this up, D.
Oh, goodness. Lord, no. All right, cousin. Look, we got two tickets to send you to go see New Edition this Thursday at the T-Mobile Center. But you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion if you all want them tickets.
Right. It's not your love. Pretend not to stop. It's not so bad that you carry yourself.
Oh, girl,
I'm sorry.
You're not my...
Oh girl, I'm sorry.
You're not my. D couldn't wait to ring the bell, boy.
I didn't know what was going on. I ain't heard that song ever in my life till
what?
Today.
What? You got to be kidding
me. I was born in 96, but
that
y'all did a great job.
It was in the New Edition story. Right, man, what are we doing?
Y'all did a fabulous job. Yeah. As a Gen Z-er right now, I applaud you both. It sounded amazing. You get those two tickets now, too.
Look, I'm about to call my daughter. She's going to be super excited.
So I'm guessing you're taking your daughter, right?
That's it. My Knoxville little girl, she's going to be hanging with me. She hang with me at every single concert.
Oh, I love it. You sound like me and my mama. I love that for y'all. Enjoy yourself at the New Edition tour.
Yes, thank you so much.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.